Welcome back to another episode of Fossil Bonanza, where we are returning for another Lagerstätte Roundup, this time focusing on April 2021. Honestly, not a lot of noteworthy news to talk about here, but there are still some interesting things along with some park updates as well. So let's get into it. The first paper that we're covering is called A Giant Eurypterus from the Silurian Bertie Group of North America. So Eurypterids are those sea scorpions that are from the Paleozoic, not true scorpions, but, you know, have a similar appearance to them, so the name stuck. And most of the time, you know, they're going to be less than 20 centimeters or so, 20 to centimeters to a half a meter long. But every now and then, you can get some pretty big chonkers, and the biggest one is about 2 meters long or so. And that one was also from a Lagerstätte. And these Eurypterids actually rank as some of the largest arthropods ever. Now, this Eurypterid, which is titled Eurypterus lacustris, is based only on an isolated telson, which was basically the last segment of its abdomen or its tail. And so when we look at this telson, which was about 15 centimeters long, we can then work backwards from it. Comparing the size of this telson to the telsons of other Eurypterids can give us a rough idea of how large it was. And in this case, this would have been at least a half a meter long, which would have made it one of the largest predators for its ecosystem. And so it's always cool finding these large Eurypterids. They're still kind of being discovered and known, so hopefully we'll find the rest of this animal in the future to shed light on its full size. Excellent. This episode, I should say, has quite a few callbacks to some of the previous Lagerstätten that we covered. Hull's Maiden, J-Hole, and in this case, Beecher's Trilobite Bed. And this one is called, simply, the Trilobite Upper Limb Branch is a Well-Developed Gill. Now, the cool thing is that we haven't really gotten a lot of news lately from Beecher's Trilobite Bed, given its small size and its very concentrated look at only a few kinds of species. But having this come out is kind of nice just to get some variety here. And this is really cool. So the thing is that arthropods, they can have either their legs can be, you know, one branch or two branch. So they can either, you know, be like our arms, or they can split off and have kind of two branches per segment. And what these researchers have found is that in some of the Triarthrus specimens from Beecher's Trilobite Bed, the upper leg branch of these trilobites have gills on them, which is really cool. And seeing the image up close, I'll link these images on my Twitter account, but seeing them up close, you can see the individual gill branches on these segments. And that, to me, is really cool. I love that we can get that kind of immaculate, articulate preservation there. Excellent. Very cool. All right. And our next one is now focusing on J-Hole. It is called Fossorality and the Evolutionary Development in Two Cretaceous Mammalian Morphs. So J-Hole, you know, it's been churning out some pretty cool mammals. A lot of ones that we've talked about beforehand, like the badger-sized mammal that ate dinosaurs and others. And in this one, these are the discoveries of two mammals that were burrowers. So there's two animals that are the focus for this paper, Phasiomenes and Juconodon. And both of these animals have features that were similar to modern fossorial, aka digging or burrowing, lifestyle of modern mammals. They had a long trunk, a short tail, they had powerful front limbs, and a relatively powerful neck and head with enlarged noses, which were probably great for compacting and moving the soil around. So based on these similar traits shared by modern mammals, these ancient animals were very likely burrowers in the J-Hole community, adding another piece into that ecological puzzle. And for our next paper, we're actually going to go a little bit further away from J-Hall, just going next door to it. And it's called A New Darwinopteran Pterosaur Reveals Arboreolism and an Opposed Thumb. So out of all the news you might have heard from today's episode, this is probably the one that may have caught your eye. And basically, this is the first known pterosaur that has opposable thumbs. Thumbs are really great for modern climbing animals because it allows them to grip branches, hold on to things, allow them for safe climbing up and down trees. And seeing that for a pterosaur, that's pretty interesting. And basically, it's similar to the mammals that I talked about earlier. We're seeing similar traits, similar structures in an animal's body plan to achieve a similar function, in this case, living in trees. And it's just really cool to me because, you know, pterosaurs, we just imagine them wings outstretched, flying all the time. But in this case, we have a pterosaur that's very well adapted to living in a forested environment. I should say that this pterosaur, this came from the Yan Liao biota. This is Jurassic period. This is a site that I'm hoping to cover one day because it's often overshadowed by the J-Hall group, which is, like I said, like its next door neighbor. But we're getting some really interesting Jurassic animals during this time period, and seeing how the Jurassic and the Cretaceous in China has changed is very interesting when you have these two sites side by side. Okay, and the next one got a little bit of good news. We have two visitor centers that are now opening their doors up due to safer levels of COVID and the higher amounts of vaccines being used. And that is La Brea Tar Pits. La Brea Tar Pits has opened its doors last month on April 8th. You can now buy their tickets online. They've been closed for over a year, so seeing them finally open again, it's pretty amazing. So if you're in that area, definitely check that out. And for my listeners in Oregon, the John Day Fossil Beds Visitor Center has also opened up. Now, I was originally going to put in the Jogan's Fossil Cliffs in Canada as well on this list, because they announced that they were going to open up in May. But I double-checked their website, and they said that they're still going to be closed at this time due to local regulation. So hopefully that will change in the near future. But at least we got La Brea Tar Pits and John Day Fossil Beds. So here's hoping that the other sites will also open up as well. And finally, we're going to end on a call to action here, because the Erweltmuseumhof in Holzmaden, Germany, well, this is a privately owned museum, and I talked briefly about them and its family history, Bernard Hof, in my Posidonia Shell episode. Now, they've been closed for a long time, no surprise, due to COVID, and they unfortunately are running out of funds. But they've just set up a GoFundMe page. They're hoping to get people to donate to their museum, helping them stay afloat for a little bit longer, because otherwise they would have to close their museum forever. And that would just be tragic, to say the least, because this museum has been going on for almost 100 years now, which is incredible. It's within a family generation here. And they're trying to raise a goal of 20,000 euros. And right now they're at 7,544 euros. I just donated some just a few days ago. But I want to put this on here because if you have a little bit of money to spend, if you want to make sure that a really fantastic museum with great specimens and a great local history keeps going forward, you know, give them a little bit of time, give a little bit of your funding to them. Any little bit goes a long way to make sure that they stay afloat. So please consider that. They are a fantastic museum, like I said. If you ever seen those huge photos of the crinoids stuck on the logs, that's where these come from. Again, want to make sure that word is spread about this place, and I'll put a link to their GoFundMe page on my Twitter account. Okay, and that does it for our episode. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this month's episode. I want to try to like change it up a little. I'm worried I'm getting a little dry here, so I want to try to give it a little bit more life. So if you have any thoughts or ideas of like how to add a little bit of energy to this, feel free to let me know. But in the meanwhile, I hope you all have a great day. See you next time, and I love you all.